Governor Jim Doyle's decision to rescind some Republican appointments to many state boards has been controversial, but if Doyle holds to his plan, he'll soon get to nominate several new members to many panels, including the DNR board and the state debt cap board. Both of those oversee various environmental policies. The Sierra Club has sent Doyle a list of people from environmental groups, public health agencies, academia, and even the business community that the group would like to see on those boards. Club official Carol Terrell says recent Republican governors chose a narrow slice of Wisconsin.
We really think that the board in the last 15 years has been dominated by people with business interests in using our natural resources. It's time to have somebody other than some older white males from the business community run our natural resources board.
A few women did serve on the DATCAP and DNR boards over the last 15 years, but they were in the minority. Governor Doyle was non-committal last week when asked if he would pick environmentalists for the two state boards.
The one pledge that I make to everybody on those boards is that you will see very, very quality people. I think I understand that the most important thing that you can do in being governor is bringing good people into government, and that's what I intend to do on those major boards.
And Todd Ames, who used to head the River Alliance of Wisconsin and was a Doyle transition advisor, has been named to lead a DNR division. But several of the environmental groups that backed Doyle over Scott McCallum in the November election are looking for more seats at the policy-making tables. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.